You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis received the recipients of the 2017 Ratzinger Prize in Theology on Saturday morning. Catholic Professor Karl-Heinz Menke of the Theological Faculty of the University of Bonn, Lutheran Professor Theodor Dieter of the Institute for Ecumenical Research in Strasbourg, and Orthodox composer Arvo Pärt share the prize this year, which Benedict XVI established in 2010 as the leading international award for scholarly research in sacred scripture, patristics, and fundamental theology. This year, therefore, marks the first time in which the prize is given to someone not engaged in strictly scientific endeavor. When the prize winners were announced in September, the president of the Joseph Ratzinger Benedict XVI Vatican Foundation, Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi, said, "Benedict XVI's appreciation for the art of music and the highly religious inspiration behind the musical art of Pärt justified the attribution of the prize also outside of the strictly theological field."
Ho accolto con gioia l'idea di allargare l'orizzonte del premio per includervi anche le arti.
In remarks to the roughly 200 guests, including the prize winners and officials of the Ratzinger Foundation on Saturday morning in the Clementine Hall of the Apostolic Palace, Pope Francis said, "I welcomed with joy the idea of broadening the horizon of the Ratzinger Prize to include the arts in addition to theology and the sciences, which are naturally associated with it." He went on to say it is an enlargement that corresponds well with the vision of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, who so often spoke to us in a touching manner of beauty as a privileged way of opening ourselves to transcendence and to meeting God. In addition to Pärt's orthodoxy, the year 2017 is the 500th anniversary of the beginning of the Lutheran movement in Christianity. And Lutheran professor Theodor Dieter, one of the three recipients. The prize this year also, therefore, had an ecumenical element. "The truth of Christ," said Pope Francis, "is not for soloists, but is symphonic. It requires docile collaboration, harmonious sharing." The Holy Father also said seeking the truth, studying it, contemplating it, and transposing it in practice together, in charity, draws us strongly toward full union between us. Truth becomes thus a living source of ever closer ties of love.
Congratulazione dunque agli illustri premiati.
Pope Francis concluded saying congratulations, therefore, to the illustrious prize winners, Professor Theodor Dieter, Professor Karl-Heinz Menke, and Maestro Arvo Pärt, and my encouragement to the Ratzinger Foundation so that we might continue to travel along new and broader ways to collaborate in research, dialogue, and knowledge of the truth. A truth that, as Pope Benedict is not tired of reminding us, is in God, Logos and Agape, wisdom and love, incarnate in the person of Jesus. I'm Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.